The Moose Jaw 15 UAAA Canucks found themselves in a pair of nailbiters in Sask Premier Baseball League action on Sunday afternoon but still managed to come away with a pair of impressive wins. The Canucks held off the East Central Dodgers for a 6-5 victory in the opening game of the doubleheader before taking a comeback walk-off 9-8 win in the rematch at Blackwell Diamond. Things got a little too close for comfort in the first game of the day, as despite taking a 6-1 lead into the final inning, the Canucks would see the Dodgers get the tying run to second base before holding on for the win. Things had been pretty comfortable to that point, as a 5-run fourth inning gave Moose Jaw a 5-1 lead, and they'd tack on what would be an all-important sixth run in the sixth. Luke Pratt led the way at the plate with a 3-for-3 game that included a pair of runs scored. Spencer Craig added a pair of runs batted in. Hunter Scott got the start for Moose Jaw and turned in a stellar performance, allowing a single unearned run while scattering 7 hits and striking out 8 over 6 innings. Marcus Cappelli attempted to finish things off but could only get one out as the Dodgers scored 3 runs, and East Central would score another off Ronan Tonge before he got a ground ball for the final out. The rematch played out in almost exact opposite fashion, only this time, the team chasing completed their comeback. A 4-run first inning had paced East Central to a 6-2 victory through 4 innings, and they led 7-3 when Moose Jaw put up 3 runs in the 6th to get back within 1. The Dodgers added a run in their half of the 7th, setting up the late game dramatics. East Central quickly got the Canucks down to their final out, but a walk, pair of errors and a base hit would see Cappelli and Kyren Ernest come around to score the tying runs. Scott would then send a single into right field to score Breton Hutchinson with the game-winning run. Cappelli went 3-for-4 at the plate and scored twice, while Tyson Ross had a double and knocked in 3 runs. Scott was 2-for-5 on the day. Ernest's game-tying run was his 2nd of the game. Craig allowed 4 runs on 5 hits over the first 2 innings before Tonge tossed the next 3 and surrendered 3 runs on 3 hits. Ernest pitched the final 2 innings and allowed 1 run on 2 hits. The Canucks are back in action on Wednesday, June 13, when they travel to Regina for a doubleheader with the White Butte Broncos.